It's Monday, November 6, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. AI dominates 2024's tech landscape as cybersecurity talent gap widens despite some rising tech salaries. Apple beats earnings expectations, but their hardware business slumps, and AI and mixed reality are on the horizon. And Microsoft puts a limit on AI use amidst new Secure Future initiative and advances in multimodal AI. This is the Business of Tech. Are you and your clients tired of the time-consuming ticket tennis of coordinating meetings and help desk calls? Wouldn't it be better to automate this process with a tool that connects directly to ConnectWise Manage or Autotask? TimeZest offers scheduling automation that gives you complete control of your schedule and eliminates the hassle of calendar ping pong. As the only service designed specifically for MSPs, it integrates into your workflow and makes scheduling appointments easy on you and your clients. Plus, you can try TimeZest for free. Visit timezest.com/MSPradio and use the code MSPradio to get 10% off your first year of TimeZest. I like to kick off the week with significant market perspectives. I got a few to string together. According to a survey by IEEE, artificial intelligence is ranked as the most important technology globally in 2024. Other top technologies include extended reality, cloud computing, 5G, and electric vehicles. The study also highlights potential applications of AI in areas such as cybersecurity, supply chain automation, software development, and healthcare. Additionally, the survey identifies digital twins, 6G, quantum computing, sustainability, and cybersecurity as key priorities for the coming year. According to an analysis by CompTIA, tech job gains in October were higher than expected, with an estimated 2,159 workers added by tech companies. The unemployment rate for tech occupations stands at 2.1%, compared to the national rate of 3.9%. Job roles in the greatest demand include software developers, IT support specialists, system analysts, and data scientists. California, Texas, Virginia, Florida, and New York have the highest volumes of tech job postings among the states. And despite an increase in the number of people entering the cyber field, the demand for cyber workers is still outpacing supply. The global cybersecurity workforce has reached 5.5 million people, a 9% increase from 2022. But a new study by ISC2 reveals that the gap between demand and supply has grown by nearly 13%. Broadly, the employment cost index rose 1.1% in Q3, surpassing analysts' expectations. Wages and salaries for all civilian workers have increased by 4.6% over the past year, remaining unchanged from Q2 and significantly higher than pre-pandemic levels. And CEOs are resigning at record rates in 2023, with 1,425 exits in the first 9 months alone. This trend is attributed to the challenging economic environment and is part of the Great Resignation. The tech and government and nonprofit sectors have seen significant CEO turnover. Many CEOs retired or transitioned to other roles within their companies. The pressure to downsize and lay off workers and the controversy surrounding remote work policies have contributed to this trend. According to JP Morgan, consumers are depleting their excess savings from the COVID-19 pandemic. Excess savings reached $2.1 trillion in August 2021, but have dwindled to just $148 billion as of last month. With high interest rates and elevated inflation, consumers have relied on their savings to maintain spending. However, JP Morgan warns that as excess savings are fully depleted, consumers will face tighter credit conditions and rising rates, leading to higher delinquency rates and charge-offs in the coming quarters. Why do we care? It's a bit of an eclectic mix, but it tells a story. Cyber jobs are still heavily in demand, and tech is seeing a need, although it's localized and not spread everywhere. Broadly, salaries are going up, and notably, if you consider CEOs workers too, there's still power to the workers. I also noted that some veteran CEOs got out of the game rather than deal with remote work. Tech-wise, it should be no surprise about AI at the top of that list, but I wanted to note that the rest of the list is generally what you would expect, although a nod to digital twins is something of a newer surge. And note that broad consumers may not have the padding they've enjoyed so far. Some customers may feel that pinch a quarter or two out from now. One more set of tech earnings to look at, and it's Apple. Apple reported fiscal fourth quarter earnings that beat analysts' expectations for sales and earnings per share, but overall sales fell for the fourth quarter. The decline was driven by decreases in every hardware business outside the iPhone, particularly the iPad and Mac segments. Despite this, Apple's services division performed well, recording increased revenue and hitting internal records. The company's installed base of devices reached an all-time high, suggesting potential future growth in its services division. Apple CEO Tim Cook emphasized the importance of AI technology and confirmed Apple's investments in generative AI. Cook highlighted features like personal voice and live voicemail in iOS 17 as examples of Apple's innovation with AI. He also mentioned that AI is at the core of life-saving features on Apple devices. The next version of iOS is expected to include more AI capabilities, including improvements to Siri and the Messages app. And according to a report, Apple is considering using its Vision Pro mixed reality headset to diagnose and potentially treat mental health disorders. The headset's onboard cameras and sensors could gather data on facial expressions and eye movements to identify mood disorders like anxiety and depression. The headset could then display sounds and images to improve mood. This follows rumors of Apple's interest in mental health tracking, including collaborations with UCLA and Biogen for iPhone software. Why do we care? There's a shift going on inside Apple. First, I want to offer my thoughts on that decline in the Mac. Apple's being hit with a post-pandemic downside, the equipment surge during the pandemic, combined with the fact that their M-series machines are rock stars and will last longer for most than previous sales. As Apple progresses with its mixed reality headset, we're watching this space for new service offerings, such as supporting virtual and augmented reality applications, and especially in the healthcare sector. We'll keep an eye on developments in mixed reality to advise on potential use cases and the integration of such technologies into business operations. An example is with healthcare providers to support the deployment and management of these devices, aligning IT services with therapeutic applications. And let's touch base with Microsoft again. Microsoft has updated its terms and conditions for online services, stating that excessive users of its generative AI services may restrict their access temporarily. The document does not define what constitutes excessive use or provide details on the duration or impact of the restriction. The move suggests potential bottlenecks in Microsoft's AI architectures and could be a cost-saving measure. Other AI providers, such as OpenAI, also impose usage restrictions to ensure fair access to their APIs. Microsoft is launching the Secure Future Initiative to improve its security practices after facing cyber attacks and security breaches. The initiative includes using AI extensively in its security organization, urging governments to stop planting malware in critical infrastructure systems and strengthening internal security practices. Microsoft aims to involve all employees in security engineering and improve default security settings for customer software. The company also plans to fix cloud vulnerabilities faster and discourage using NDAs for security researchers. The initiative aims to enhance Microsoft's security reputation and protect against advanced cyber threats. And Microsoft's research division has enhanced one of its smaller large language models, Vi 1.5, by making it multimodal and capable of interpreting images. Similar to OpenAI's GPT-4, this development demonstrates that less expensive AI technology can possess similar features as larger models. Why do we care? Microsoft's big security push feels like an echo of the past's in trustworthy computing. The move to discourage NDAs for security researchers could include an increased transparency, potentially resulting in a more collaborative security landscape that can be leveraged for insights and solutions. This is distinctly to be applauded and hopefully puts pressure on others. Providers should monitor the definitions and thresholds of excessive use to manage client expectations and avoid potential disruptions. Time to develop strategies for dealing with those potential access restrictions, including exploring alternatives. This year, so many good ideas were turned away from large events, and thus RejectionCon was born. Every talk was rejected at some point, and these have been chosen for resurrection by you. This is the community hard at work. RejectionCon promises to showcase some of the best never-before-heard content in the MSP-verse. From household name speakers to incredible first-timers, get ready for an action-packed week full of collaboration, fun, discussion, and shenanigans. And every registration dollar is going to the Rural Tech Fund, a charity for student development. RejectionCon, December 12th through 14th. Visit rejectioncon.com, and I'll see you there. MSP Radio is proud to be a sponsor. Thanks for listening. Today, National Nachos Day, as we all like sharing a plate of nachos. Want to take my class in January? Navigating Emerging Technologies for MSPs, and link and information is in the show notes. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio. Or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.